Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are, today we are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some people. On this day, the 14th day of August in the year of our Lord 2013, the time now here in London is 5 minutes past 7 p.m. Radio Biafra comes to you every blessed evening by 7 p.m. London time. Please, we are welcoming you wherever you are. We are asking you to go and tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell your neighbors, tell your all your acquaintances. Please also tell those closest to you. Even if they are your enemies, tell them. Go and tell Yoruba people that Radio Biafra is on the air. Tell Hausa, Fulani people, tell the whole world that we are here to broadcast the redemption of Biafra in truth and honesty, the only way we know how, because Biafra cannot come unless we are truthful people, unless we are fearless before our enemies, unless we do good all the time that God may love us, or else Biafra will not come. That is why we stand boldly every blessed day to proclaim the incorruptibility of Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. As always, you can get us via www.radiobiafra.co, bilierhumanrights.org, peopleofbiafra.org, and also indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Once again, wherever you are, we're welcoming you. You know the number to call. It is on the top right-hand corner of your screen. You can also add us on Skype. We will tell you when to begin to call Radio Biafra. By that time, please give us your views, your opinion. No holds barred. Here, we don't censor people. Anything on your mind, you say it. Any questions you ask, if you are confused about any subject, any issue, please you air it, because this is Radio Biafra. We don't run away from any situation. We confront it, we crush it, and we move on. That is how we managed to get where we are today, by not being afraid of any human being. This is Radio Biafra. If you wish to call our number, once again, it is there on the top right-hand corner. If you have Radio Biafra app, you will see it. If you are joining us via the web browser, you will also see us on the top right-hand corner of your screen. Please, we are welcoming you wherever you are. We are waiting for Uche Mefo to make it to the studios of Radio Biafra, and also our dear sister, Ada Biafra herself, Mwanda Marachi Okpara, is on her way to the studios. I am kindly joined by Barrister Mamezu and also Dr. Chukwuma Egyemba via Secure Line. And as always, our dear sister, Chidera Akabuo, is also with us today, as ever, to bring the news and accompanying news summary. Please, wherever you are, go and get your pen and your paper, because today we'll be revealing facts and figures. Facts and figures, so that you may be able to go back, even during your bedtime, and go through them. Today, people will know that Radio Biafra do not, cannot, and will never not discuss any issue. Every issue is discussable. There are no no-go areas. Every area we go to, all accessible. Every area is accessible. That is what makes us who we are. We are not going to retreat. We are not going to surrender. Despite everything, every blackmail, every threat to life and property, everything our enemies are going to throw at us, including some people with Igbo names, including some people within Masop, they will come at us with everything they've got, because they know they are being touched by the truth. They will throw the kitchen sink at us, as they proverbially say in this country, but we are going to withstand it and crush all of them. One after the other, they should watch and see. As I said previously, I will say again, the way that this race for Biafra emancipation is going to be run will be in such a way that it will be of biblical proportions in terms of the miracle. That our children and children's children, and for the next 10,000 years, the world, since today CNN, BBC, VOA, they don't want to discuss Biafra, they will be forced to discuss Biafra from now till the time man will leave this earth, because of what God is about to do in our lives. If you're fortunate enough to have the front row seats, you listen to Radio Biafra, just watch what is going to happen. One after the other. You know, during the rainy season like now, when we were children in the village, when we used to play, without shoes and without slippers. And I wear band dundun mini to come outside and be playing in the rain. Sometimes you come across all manner of earthly organisms. Earthworm is one of them. I don't like it particularly well. What sometimes children do is to go and bring a few grains of salt and put it on an earthworm. You will see it be recoiling and recoiling and cut into pieces. That is what we are going to do with every human being that have stolen the name of Biafra. Everybody, no soul will be spared. By the time we finish with them, in their next life, if they are fortunate enough to come back again, if they hear the word Biafra, they'll be running. If they hear the word radio, Biafra, those two words will strike fear into the hearts of the enemies of Biafra. Radio, Biafra, and they'll be running. It will be like a nightmare to them. They won't know what hit them. We stand on the blood of 3.5 million people when we proclaim the righteousness of this radio station. We stand on their blood to make bold every blessed day to say that we are whiter than white. Not mudslinging, we back everything up with evidence. It is there. And on Sunday, the whole world, YouTube will be treated to a film like no other. So they will know that we are out for all of them. That they may know that this is Radio Biafra. Everything we do is by the special grace of God. We are not doing anything else than to free our people from bondage. It is either we free our people or we die trying to free our people. There is no other alternative. I will go now, please, to Chidera to say hello to all of you, wherever you are. And also to Dr. Egemba and Barrister Mamezu to also say hello to you. Please, Chidera, if you may. Chidera, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu, are you with me? Hello, Barrister, are you with me? I can't get either Barrister or Chidera. I hope everything is okay. Can they hear me at all? Chidera, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Go ahead, please. Barrister Bamesu, the controls, we are down, and I have been speaking because we changed our equipment, because we are moving from strength to strength. Our equipment, we are changed. I'm getting used to these new dials. That is the problem. Please, first of all, Chidera, can you please acknowledge our people all over the world listening to Radio Biafra this evening, please, from London at least?
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning, good afternoon, good night to even some of you, wherever you are on the planet. I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour from here, Johnson City, Tennessee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, please. And the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, please, Barrister Mamezu, acknowledge our distinguished listeners in every country across this planet Earth, please, if you may.
Good evening, dear friends, wherever you are, people of our own kind, wherever you are. We respect you this evening. We are welcoming you to today's edition, Friends of Biafra, and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart. Welcome to this edition.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And please, Dr. Egemba, if you may, please accept the presence of our listeners all over the world, please.
Listeners all over the world, friends of Biafra, Biafran activists, thank you very much for your time and for joining us. Remember, it is this is Radio Biafra, and it is for Biafra that, at least I, for one thing, that is the reason for my existence, the reason why I still breathe, the reason why I still wake up and hope for tomorrow is for Biafra. Thank you for joining us. Relax. And join us in bringing you to this episode of our program.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That this is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. We are asking you, as always, as we would normally do, whatever you are doing, please, 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 speak to your friends, email them, send them Facebook messages, do whatever you can to make sure that they join us as we progress on this journey No questions are out of bounds. There were some people that threw down the gauntlet yesterday. They have the number of Radio Biafra and we are asking them to call Radio Biafra. At whatever time they call Radio Biafra, we will intercept or interrupt our proceedings to bring you what they have to say. They say they have something important to say, and we said to them, we cannot discuss it on Facebook. Let's come to the hearing of the whole world to discuss it. That from this day onwards, people may trust, people may believe, people may hope, or even reinforce their belief in Radio Biafra, that we are not relenting. No matter what they do, we can never relent. Anything we tell you, we back it up with evidence. Every single thing we say is evidence. Please, Chidera, give us the news headlines and the accompanying news roundup, please, if you may.
The news headlines. Nigeria has never had good leadership. Six die as Gowon tribesmen battle Hausa Kabawa invaders. Yorubas lock Oji Zokalo out of his house in Lagos for mentioning Igbo deportation. No more money to pay university workers as strike continues indefinitely. Now the news in detail. Former President Chief and former Deputy Atiku Abubakar, Chieftain of All Progressives Congress, APC, Asiwaju Bola Tinubu, former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Salisu Buhari, and former Governors of Delta and Bayelsa States, James Ibori and Debriye Alamese, respectively, had failed the nation's reports the Vanguard. He said it was sad that after 53 years of independence, there was no leader that could be commended. The ex-president said this while delivering a keynote address at the 4th Annual Ibadan Sustainable Development Summit, organized by Center for Sustainable Development, University of Ibadan, in collaboration with African Sustainable Development Work. Characteristic manner, as he mentioned all those.
Chidera, please, you are cutting out. Please, could you go back and start from the beginning, please? You were cutting out. We couldn't get it, please. Restart the news all over again, please, if you may.
Okay. The news headlines. Nigeria has never had good leadership. Six die as Gowon tribesmen battle Hausa Kabawa invaders. Yorubas lock Oji Zokalo out of his house in Lagos for mentioning Igbo deportation. No money to pay university workers as strike continues indefinitely. Now the news in detail. Former President Chief Olusegun Obasanjo yesterday said his former deputy Atiku Abubakar, Chieftain of All Progressives Congress, APC, Asiwaju Bola Tinubu, former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Salisu Buhari, and former Governors of Delta and Bayelsa States, James Ibori and Debriye Alamese, respectively, had failed the nation, reports the Vanguard. He said it was sad that after 53 years of independence, there was no leader that could be commended. The ex-president said this while delivering a keynote address at the 4th Annual Ibadan Sustainable Development Summit, organized by Center for Sustainable Development, University of Ibadan, in collaboration with African Sustainable Development Network. The ex-president started in his jovial characteristic manner as he mentioned all those he claimed had failed to justify the leadership confidence reposed in them. Nemesis appears to be catching up with Gowon's people, the TV, as no fewer than six persons were feared dead in a fresh outbreak of fighting between them and Hausa Kabawa communities at Bajimba in Guma, local government area of Benue State. It was gathered from an eyewitness that the crisis, which started last week, also left close to 30 persons with varying degrees of injuries, while some houses and huts were also touched during the crisis. Also, to the eyewitness, the crisis was sparked off by an alleged attempt by some TV youths to apprehend an Hausa Kabawa youth who allegedly assisted some Fulani mercenaries in a recent attack on Nzorov village. The source said, at the peak of the fighting between the TV natives and the Fulani herdsmen, we noticed that most of the Hausa Kabawa people residing in Bajimba took to their heels. Lagos State government yesterday sealed off a property belonging to former governor of Abia State, Dr. Oji Zokalo, in Parkview Estate, Ikoyi, Lagos. This is coming on the heels of Kalu's condemnation of Lagos government's deportation of 72 residents of the state, mainly southeasterners to Onitsha, Anambra State. Kalu had, after the deportation, told Fashola to apologize to the Igbo for the deportation and threatened to drag him to court if he failed to do so. Delison gathered that officials of Lagos State swooped on the Parkview property and placed a seal on it. No reason was given for the action. Speaking on what happened, special advisor to Kalu, Mr. Emeka Obasi, said the sealing off of the former governor's property was done as a revenge for his criticism of the Lagos government deportation of Igbos and others. There appears to be no end in sight to the lingering strike by the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, in the country, as Minister of Finance and Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, declared yesterday that the nation's economy cannot accommodate the demands of the lecturers for now. The minister spoke while delivering her keynote address to the opening ceremony of the year's National Council on Finance and Economic Development in Mina, Niger State, yesterday. She said that if other sectors were to be adequately and urgently developed, less emphasis should be placed on recurrent expenditure, especially salaries and allowances of workers. According to her, at present, ASU wants government to pay 92 billion naira in extra allowances over and above their salaries. Though we are in discussion with them, the problem is that the resources to take care of the demands are simply not there. This is the news of today, 14th August 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Chidera. Thank you very, very much for that. That is the news we are presenting to you today. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. We broadcast every day from our studios in London or from any part of the world that feel receptive to the message that we disseminate every evening. The time is consistent. It is 7 p.m. from London every blessed evening. That is 7 p.m. London time every day, the same time as in Biafraland this part of the summer. That this is Radio Biafra. The number you can get us on is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. If you wish to join us via Skype, if you want to call us on Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. It doesn't matter if we've accepted you or not, you can call Radio Biafra. You can also send us email via contact at radiobiafralondon.com. Our email address is slightly different from the website. It is contact at radiobiafralondon.com or info at radiobiafralondon.com. We are also on Twitter. It will pay if some of you will be able to follow us on Twitter as well. Do not forget that our app is out. The app is out. Please, you tell your friends to go and download it, so there will be no excuse anymore for missing any program. The Android version is out. We know that the Apple version of it, the BlackBerry version of it, and also the Windows will be out on Friday. The reason being that there's been a delay, not from us, but from Apple. The developer console of their website isn't functioning properly. They rang yesterday. They also rang today to say they're trying the best they can to fix it as quickly as possible. We've sent them all the details. We are waiting for them to get back to us. It's a good thing that the app was launched, and so people can see what we are doing, that we remain the only people coming out of this. That's in fact the only indigenous broadcaster coming out of what used to be called Nigeria. Because we just can't say Biafraland, because we are the only people projecting the voice of our people to the ends of the earth. Not only are we preaching Biafra, we are preaching it in truth and honesty. Morning, noon, and night. That is why anybody who errs is not spared. If you know anything we may have done, please come here and let the whole world know. Come here and let them know so that we may be able to proceed and bring finality and closure to this type of hopeless behavior. Throwing meaningless accusations about. Once again, the number for the person who is making the allegation is +44 78 31 30 8376, because the whole world is waiting. At this point, I would like to introduce Uche Mefa and also Ada Biafra herself, Wada Manachi Okpara, the first daughter of Biafra, and we have a reason for saying that, because of the consistency since 2009, at the forefront of this very struggle. when most people were still living a life of luxury. We were out here in London making sure that the message on Biafra gets to the ends of the earth. Please, Amarachi, if you could, acknowledge our distinguished listeners all over the world listening to Radio Biafra today, please.
Hello, fellow Biafrans and friends of Biafrans listening all over the world. You're welcome to the program. I hope you've been enjoying Radio Biafra broadcast all this while.
Yes, thank you. And you've been scarce, though. You've been very, very scarce.
I've been very scarce, but you're aware of why I've been scarce.
I know. We don't want to reveal it too early. We know, but it's good scarcity. Let's put it that way. Please, Uche, if you may.
Yeah, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra from around the world, welcome to the program. Today is another day.
Thank you very, very much. By way of a rerun of our headlines, we are saying that Nigeria, they are telling us now, everybody is waking up because, as we said before, when people wake up, they catch up with what Radio Biafra is saying. We announced it here that that particular zoological republic is not only decaying, it is festering. It's like a disease, it's festering. What is happening yesterday, Obasanjo himself acknowledged that Nigeria has never had good leadership. A country since independence, they have never had good leadership. And people keep wondering, oh, why? Let's keep trying. One day Nigeria will get better. It can never get better because Nigeria is not a country. It can never. I mean, when people were building the Tower of Babel, did things get better? Did they speak one language or understand each other? No. They were different peoples and different nationalities. That is what is happening. We have said it before and we'll say it again. For those of you that read or that have common sense and follow things naturally the way they should be, there is something in life called value system. The way a people view the world, the view of the world of a particular race, a particular people. It is called in English language value system. In Igbo land, we don't kill people. There is no capital punishment. There is banishment. Anamapomadiniwu. We tell you, you won't drink our water with us. We won't call you to a meeting. If you die, nobody will come and see you. Nobody will marry your daughter. We will not allow our daughters to marry any of your sons. Normally, you put people in a state of hopelessness, of despair. It's called arere. At that particular juncture, that man or woman commits suicide. You kill yourself. Nobody will touch you. That is how we are as a people. But in other places, their value system is based on conquest. They want to go and conquer people and kill people. In Hausa, Fulani, in Yoruba, it is their duty to go out, look for Yoruba is just very, very few villagers they want to kill because they cannot fight a war. Their war is mouth on newspaper. As that fool, I don't even know his name, is mouthing obscenities after obscenity. Our challenge is very simple to all. He was claiming, they listen to Radio Biafra, these buffoons. He is telling us that because of Adekunle, the black scorpion that led the assault through Port Harcourt with the help of Ken Serawiwa and other saboteurs, somehow it was a Yoruba victory. That the exploits of Adekunle represented Yoruba victory. And I'm saying this man doesn't know what he's saying. The Yoruba people, this is what we are telling them today, regardless of what Obasanjo is saying. You have never won any set piece battle in your life. Benin people came to Lagos and defeated you, took it from you and named it Eko. The Hausa Fulani people came into Ilorin and took Ilorin from you. It is not no longer an Obasit, it is an emirate. If you want to know what we are made up of, it's very simple. If you doubt our resolve as a race, it's very simple. Go back to your history books and ask your lecturer closest to you, if at all you will read and absorb what you read. Who are the only people to fight against the whole world? They say, oh, World War, World War One, World War Two. World War One was a group of people, I think it was due to the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand in Sarajevo by a Serbian nationalist many, many years ago, that led to the First World War. One side against the other. We are the Germans, we are humiliated. Or they felt. Or Hitler used it to then launch the Second World War. always one part of Europe or one Caucasian race against the other. Caucasians in one, by Caucasian, we mean the Europeans, white-skinned people, not the Slavs, even the Slavs, they are also Caucasians, fighting against one another. Biafra is the only time, in my own opinion, there was truly a world war. Because every other person connived to make sure that we are slaughtered, that we are killed. Because of the promise we made, we have to keep it to interrupt this analysis to see if this is the call we are waiting for. That is the only reason why we're interrupting this, please. The caller on the line, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Levi. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Which part of the zoo are you in?
I'm in Adamawa State, sir.
That is the heart of the zoo itself, Adamawa State. What would you like to say? We interrupted our analysis to take your call because we thought you were somebody who is going to let the whole world know this secret information they have against Radio Biafra, but you are not. Please go ahead. What would you like to say? Go ahead.
No, I want to tell you that in Adamawa State now, if possible, you inform others to let the Igbo indigents, the different indigents in Adamawa State, that there is trouble. Somehow, we are in commotion here.
What is the problem? What commotion is happening in Adamawa State? This is Radio Biafra, please, and people are listening live all over the world. Tell us what is happening in Adamawa State right now, please.
Okay. And maybe they caught some people with AK-47 rifles and ammunition of other kinds and bullets of a large amount. Likewise, Shell and local government, they are still suspecting that people are coming in with ammunition.
Who are these ammunitions meant for? Who are the people carrying these ammunitions, and what do they intend to do with it? What are their intentions? What do they intend to do with the ammunitions they're carrying, please?
Okay, these people are suspected to be the people fighting against, the evil people that are against the existence of evil people in the north.
What can you tell us? You are living in Adamawa State, and the world, the whole world is listening, including governments of the world. Can you tell us exactly what life is like for Biafran people, for Igbo people living in that part of the world where you are? What is happening to our people in the north? Tell us so we can know, because we're not there with you.
What is happening to your people, or the people of Biafra in the north now, is not what is bearable, because and the situation we are staying here now is giving us headache. And we are not staying here with hope. We are hopeless here. And there is no future hope for us here. So, as if I want to tell Arbel.
There is no hope, we know that. Thank you very, very much. This message has been passed to our people who are listening all over the world, which is why we want a transmitter to be able to go back there and make sure that Nigeria, like any other country in the world, any other society in the world that claims that they're a country, should witness a revolution. It's not something we should run away from. A revolution is necessary. That is how you change the order. That is how you get rid of corruption. That is how you get rid of hopeless men stealing the country dry. Teachers cannot teach. They are on strike. They are teaching medical students, pharmacists, and all the rest of them. But they're on strike. ASU, or whatever they're called. They're on strike. It's incredible. And they will come back and graduate as medical doctors. And they'll be killing people, administering fake drugs to fake citizens of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Please, wherever you are, we'll be going through all this as we go on. Let's first of all, please go to Amarachi. In terms of what we're presenting, this very issue that Nigeria has never had good leadership from day one. Not Radio Biafra saying it. It's not Radio Biafra. This is what Obasanjo himself is saying. Six people have been killed in the ongoing battle between Hausa Fulani people and TV tribesmen, people from Gowon's own place. We are asking Gowon today to keep praying. He said God told him to go and attack Biafra. He prayed. Please, Gowon, keep praying that they may kill all of your people the same way it is happening now. This is nemesis. Anybody that went against Biafra is going to get their comeuppance. All of you, nobody is going to go scot-free. You may think that you've gone scot-free before. You've started a prayer group or a prayer ministry. Everybody steals in the name of God anyway. Everybody, every criminal has a Bible, armed with a Bible. In Pentecostal churches stealing, you have joined them. But you're coming through Anglican Church, through the Synod of Anglican Church, saying you're forming a prayer group. Your people are dying, go and pray for them. Six are dead already, go and pray for those six. Anybody that came against Biafra, something horrendous is going to happen to that person. Yoruba people have locked Odio Zakalo out of his house in Lagos. When it was reported, people said, oh, it's not true. How can it be possible? We said, you don't doubt Radio Biafra. Anything we publish is correct. They've confirmed it. They've used their mouth to say, how dare Odio Zakalo open his mouth in Lagos to criticize Fashola? We'll tell you that we own Lagos. We Yorubas, we own Lagos. They went and locked him outside. And of course, the people have been begging, and they've reopened the place. So next time he will not speak anymore. And that is it. That one is gone. There is no money to pay university workers in Nigeria. And they continue to strike. This ASUU strike. What we are telling them is, go to Umaru Digo and say to Umaru Digo, give us interest only, not the money you stole. Give us only the interest from the money you stole from the country. It will be enough to fund university education in that country for everybody. I didn't say the money Umaru Digo stole. I said the interest on the money he stole is enough to fund free education and pay these particular workers anything they want. But because people don't reason, a human being needs to imbibe reason for them to be a functional being, so to speak. Or else you are a mere animal. People are telling us that the Northerners are poor. The Hausa people are poor. When Abacha's loot can save all of them. Or Maradiko's loot can save all of them. What Babangida stole can make them become any type of country they want. What Atiku Abubakar stole is there for them to see. What Abdul Salami Abubakar stole is there for all to see. Or is it Buhari? Or is it all their governors? Why do people love chasing shadows, for goodness sake? The place is irredeemably corrupt. And Obasanjo have said it. What needs to happen to such a place is to divide it so that people can go their separate ways. We know how we want our own Biafra. So if they agree it or if they don't agree, that is their business we are going for. Please, Amarachi, what do you have to say?
Nandu, thank you very much for all that you've said so far. And I hope our people are listening and learning from all the all that you have shared. My interest was in what Obasanjo said. The first question I asked myself was, is he just realizing that Nigeria never had any good leadership? Was the leadership bad before he assumed the office? Or was it after he left the office that he just realized that the leadership was never there in the first place? And if he was aware that the Nigeria never had good leadership, what did he do to make things better?
He did nothing.
He did nothing, absolutely nothing. In fact, he did worse than the people before him. That's my own opinion. And so what's the essence of what he's saying now? Is it because it's Jonathan Goodluck or what? Anyway, I'm sure he didn't just settle with Jonathan. He's just saying it, he's relating to all the leadership that Nigeria,
in the past,
and maybe the present one as well.
Yes.
Well, it's so unfortunate that things are never working. Things they've never worked. It's not working, and I don't think it will ever work. And so our desire to just get out of that zoo that is called Nigeria, can never be overemphasized. We just have to leave that country if we need to survive. If we must survive, our survival can only be in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Let's take this call. This is Radio
Hello.
Biafra. Yes, your name and where you're calling from, because we are not screening calls anymore. We take every call that comes in because we are waiting for somebody to call and they have not called us yet. Please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are.
I'm calling from Mumbai, India.
Yes.
My name is Anthony Odume.
Yes, Anthony, go ahead. Turn your system down anyway. Turn it off or you turn it down. Anyone. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to chip a little advice from our co-brothers from all over the whole world that we should continue praying. And, you know, some the mistake has been made by the Nigerians. Never realized that in a place they have a civil war. Over for 17 years, they have a civil war in Nigeria. They have no any peace. Up to this moment, there's no any peace. They should realize that the people that are already dead when during the Biafran war, their spirit will never allow Nigeria to be together. If it is a white man, the next thing they're supposed to do is to come together and divide the nation, let everybody go. It is never been forced that we must live together. After all, why he said that we must live together? It's not been forced. Because in Nigeria, even the cockroach and cow know that none of us love each other. So why are we living together? The idea is that we people in all over the world should join hands together with one mind. Some people may be doing A, and that group of people may be doing B. Because of the same betrayal man that we have because of money issue. Just like what the Algerians and the Rochas and some of group of their men are doing. They are not interested. If it is Hausa or Yoruba are fighting for this republic ever since we have been hustling for it, they maybe by now they could have got it for a long time. But because of everything we do, we always put money ahead of whatever we're doing. That is why we're still fighting to get it. But by special grace of God, I know that God is going to help us. So I'm trying to say, where can I get the account number where they are going to pay the money?
Yes.
Maybe from my own side, I will pay whatever I have.
You will call us immediately. If you are interested in supporting the transmitter project, you will call us after the program. We don't discuss donation on air anymore, not to scare people off. We don't want people who cannot afford to help at this time to stop listening or to stop calling, because every call is important to us. So if you can call us immediately after the program, if you have anything to lend your support towards the acquisition of the transmitter, all well and good. So please try and do that. Yeah? Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Uche, I'll come to you in a minute. We have Dr. Egemba on the line. Please, Doctor, what do you make of what you've been hearing so far, please?
Yes, Nande. I will try as much as possible to hold back my anger so that I can articulate my thoughts on this issue. Just as Anwar Balachi said, it is too late for him to realize this now, if only he is realizing now. Now, as a matter of fact, Obasanjo, more than any other living or dead Nigerian, has the best opportunity to put Nigeria on the path of, do I say, good leadership, if he has the intention. This is a man who had the only person who come back from the dead to be president, to head Nigeria twice. One as a military head of state, where he is more or less a dictator. He can do anything he like. Do anything he like without much question. He is the supreme commander, and the supreme military commander then. And he can use his dictators within the army to put the country on the path of progress. Did he do it? No. Why? It is up to him to tell. I am challenging him to use the same forum or any other forum. In fact, Obasanjo, if you are listening or somebody listening, can you please pass this message to Obasanjo to call in Radio Biafra? We are not hiding. We'll give you all the platform. If you want the whole 2-3 hours we are on the air, we will give it to you. You lecture the world. Why did you fail to show leadership, to provide leadership
during the first time under military dictatorship, during the second time when you were released from prison. Never ever had it happened before. You were released in prison and made the president of Nigeria, the commander-in-chief. You had the power. If you couldn't do it when you were the military dictatorship, you couldn't do it when you are still under so-called democracy. Then you are now coming to tell the world Nigeria is suffering from bad leadership, which you laid the foundation of, or the foundation for. So who are you? You should bury your head in shame, Obasanjo. You should be ashamed of yourself to come out openly to say this. You had the opportunity, you didn't. Now, look at the people you are mentioning. They are the products of your ineptitude, your failure. The people you are naming, I can't even remember, the former governor of Delta State, the former Ibori, the former governor of River State, Alamisere, or whatever his name is, name them. You are the product of these people. You carved wing and allowed them to grow wind. You provided the condition for them to survive, to loot the treasury of the country. Part of the one you've looted, you did, and your fellow former military generals. You are the people, Obasanjo, you are the person who spearheaded the bad leadership in Nigeria today. Everybody learned from you. So why are you complaining? Who do you want to please? Now you are saying this. What do you think will happen? If after 53 years, no one, you cannot point your finger to someone, then since there will be no another 53 years for you, what do you want the country to do now? Because they said the opportunity lost is lost forever. You cannot get it again because there is no going to be Nigeria. There will be no any second opportunity. Now, the Igbo people, the Biafra people, we can proudly mention our two prominent sons. We can reference, we can boldly refer to that Michael Okpara provided leadership. The product of his leadership is still very, very much evident today. Samuel Mbappe, may God give their memories, their souls, the perfect rest. He provided good leadership. We can refer to what these people did. Now, but you cannot mention what anybody did in Nigeria after 53 years that can be your point of reference. Given all the resources you have, hell, Obasanjo, you have, anyway, you are a failure. You are very, I am ashamed that you could even stoop yourself so low to telling the world that you are a failure, and you will continue to be a failure until the day you will die, or until the day we will come after you to account for the blood of Igbo people you killed, for the blood of their friends. Let me stop here for now.
Thank you very much. Uche, is that also your opinion? As we wait for this very important call to come in, because today at Radio Biafra, almost the entire editorial board and servants of Biafra are with us today. We are waiting to answer and deal with any question from anywhere in the world. Please, Uche, go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Gemba and Mwada Marachi. Oops, sorry. They have...
Amachi is number one.
Yes, that's why yes. I said sorry.
Although she wears skirts sometimes.
She
that's
understands.
Why in the Biafra, we ban skirts. Once you are married, you get a look up born up by a two-piece rapper.
Go ahead. In London. Anyway, yes.
In London, don't you tie rapper in London? Have you seen people that tie rapper in London? Women that tie rapper in London?
Anyway... Amarati is not in that class at the moment.
Okay, go
ahead. Okay, yeah. Dr. Egemba and Amarachi have said almost everything I want to say, but I want to also look at it from another perspective. What I can say is that what is going on in Nigeria today, all the events all the experiences Nigeria and Nigerians are passing through today is what I may call nemesis, because you who shed blood must pay for it. The blood of the Biafrans and their souls are disturbing Nigeria. They're crying for vengeance. And this is a sign, what Obasanjo and Gowon are saying, speaking with both sides of their mouth, is the beginning of the confession, the buying up we are. So this is just the beginning. Nigeria is imploding. The blood of innocent Biafrans that Nigeria, under the Northern Fulani, Hausa Fulani oligarchy, have been killing, and they are still massacring today in the name of one Nigeria, are crying for vengeance. And we are coming, because Radio Biafra is on air. These people are going to die like dogs on the street, just like they are throttling Biafrans. So Obasanjo is confessing. That's a great confession, but more is coming. But also, if you look at what he's saying, a number of political figures, in quote, he mentioned, were the product of his own administration, like James Ibori. He was under Obasanjo's administration, second term, I think, that he ruled a Delta state. And you know what happened. He stole billions. The man was popularly known as Mr. Fix-It. It was this man that arranges political figures, all the deals that Obasanjo was doing, including Andy Uba. This man was the most visible political actor during Obasanjo's era. In fact, he masterminded the rigging machine of PDP under Obasanjo. And so Obasanjo dissociated himself from him after he was found guilty by the British establishment of stealing billions of naira of the Delta State money. So what Obasanjo is saying is just like he's shooting himself. But we are not interested in it, because we have gone past through that stage. The stage we are now today is to divide the contraption called Nigeria, the animal kingdom called Nigeria, because people who are in that country are not reasoning like human beings. When we blame the northern part of Nigeria for our woes, we also blame ourselves, because I can't understand why somebody is under threat. Your life is at the brink of extinction. And people like people in the northern part of Nigeria, especially Kano, the Igbos there came out and said they are Igbos of northern Nigeria and nothing is happening. Somebody like Richard Sokorocha, the Mole, the Islamic Mole in the eastern part of Nigeria in Imo State, came out and said that nobody was being killed. But today we are seeing what is happening. The humiliation continued in Lagos State, where the Igbos are being deported, the Igbos are being cajoled, they are being they are just used like anything they think of. They are being sent out from their shops, they are being deported, and nobody is talking. And then somebody like Inge came out as well to defend what Fashola was doing, the deportation of Nigerians from their own country. And the Igbos are singing their praises. They are still comfortable there. A number of them in social networking are saying that we are propagandists, we are bigots, and things like that. But they also acknowledge the fact that things are not going the right way. Why are we then folding our hands? It is very important that we begin to do something. Radio Biafra is standing in the gap, and there is no going back.
Thank you very much. Barrister Mamezu is with us today. This very day, we want to hear his contribution, his thoughts on what we are presenting this evening, that this is Radio Biafra. Barrister Mamezu, are you with me? No, I don't think I don't know if his line is problematic a bit. Barrister, can you hear me? No, I don't think he can. We'll try and get hold of him later. That this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. You know how to get through to us. We are waiting for a telephone call, as we said yesterday, that this is Radio Biafra. We don't hide anything. Everything is out in the open. There are no no-go areas. There are no areas of darkness. Where there is darkness, we bring light to it. Anything you have to say, that we are on the air. Radio Biafra is on the air. Please call Radio Biafra with anything you have to offer. We are waiting for you. If you make allegations, you have to substantiate that allegation. Please, Barrister Man Mezu has rejoined us. Continue to please tell us what you make of the headlines and the accompanying news summary you've heard today, please. Barrister, can you hear me?
I am talking. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you now. Please do pardon me. It is our new equipment. I'm getting used to it. It's my fault. Please, go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear, and so is the whole world. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I was talking earlier, but I didn't know you didn't put me on. I was saying that thank you for the analysis, and thank Chidera for bringing the news forth. Now, Uchemefo was saying that we don't care what Nigeria is doing and what Obasanjo is saying. We do care, because that zoological country called Nigeria is in a bubble, and Radio Biafra will help them to bust it. That is what we are here for. I am so glad, and I'm sure Radio Biafra is so glad, if it were Radio Biafra saying that all the past governors and head of states have not done anything, that they have failed abysmally, they will say Radio Biafra and its propaganda. There is an adage we normally say in the Wari land, if you like, or the whole of Igbo, is better than the corpse of a dog founded a living chicken. If the living chicken founded, sorry, is better than the corpse of a dog was founded by a chicken. If it was the dog that founded a chicken, they would say that the dog was the one that killed the chicken. It's good that Obasanjo is saying this. It's not coming from Radio Biafra. If we say it, it's part of our propaganda, because we want to be heard. I am glad. Obasanjo saying this, it came too late. Too late, why? Because he's been here how many times? He could not do anything tangible. When Obasanjo was in jail, he said when he come out, the first thing he would do is to make sure that everywhere has got electricity. He stayed there twice. What did he do? He also said when he came out, he will reform the prison system. Of course, he came out. Nothing happened up to today. Now, for our professor to realize, but the funny thing, he did not even count himself as part of the failures. But we are counting him. He is part of the failure. And he himself orchestrated everything. That is why Nigeria is running the way it is running today. But I tell you, Director, when I finish my tour, I want Chidera to go on to the book of Mark, chapter 3, from 24 to 26. When a kingdom is divided, and of course, that kingdom will collapse completely. Nigeria is divided. Obasanjo is part of that division. And of course, it will not stand. Take this from me, Director. Nigeria is falling and will help to collapse it. On the one side, they are killing his people. Again, I want Chidera to go on to this chapter after I finish talking. The book of Job, chapter 4, verse 8. The book of Job, chapter 4, verse 8. Whatever anybody sow, that is what they will reap. Go on, kill 3.5 million Biafrans. They are gradually killing his people. Assuming he die, then he will face the wrath of the international courts. It's okay. Was it the other day, 3 days ago, he was preaching that good Lord should pray in order to subdue Boko Haram. But he did not pray when he was killing Biafra. He took ammunition. Look at what is happening in Egypt today. Egypt, the Egyptians, they free more soldiers than even the Nigeria themselves. And kill the population of Biafra, those in Market Square, in their farmlands, the Egyptians brought their aircraft, bombing our people, killed us 3.5 million. Look at what is happening in Egypt today. Whatever you sow, you will reap. For those who helped in one way or the other to shed Biafran blood, they will never escape it. We will watch. We'll be alive to see all these things. Thanks, Director.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. That was Barrister Mamezu. Let us go to the line and see if there's anyone there on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
You've been placed on hold.
I hear you. Good evening.
Yeah, please. Yes, go ahead and give us your name and where you are, please. And thanks for waiting. Some people, they put them on hold on Skype and they run away. But you waited. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, my brother. My name is Uche, calling from Melbourne.
Uche from Melbourne, please. Oforma has been looking for your number for a very long time. Do you want to announce it on air, or do you want to send it to us by text? How do you want to do it?
Okay, let me call my number, please.
Please call your number. Go ahead.
Okay. +61.
Yes.
422.
Yes.
45.
Yes.
203.
Yes.
2.
Okay. I'm sure he will get that. Yes, because our former who is in Canberra wanted your number to make contact with you. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
My brother, I don't have much to say. What I want to ask is about Ojo Zakan. You know, I'm from Abia State. I'm not happy about that young man. Honestly, I'm not really happy about him because he ruined my state. He really, really did. Because for Fashola, I don't know what happened, comprehending his house or whatever. Did Fashola seize the house or they just, I don't know what happened. What really happened? I want to know.
What happened is that his house was sealed. You know, when they possess your property, somebody, you get a court warrant, you go there and you put a seal on the gate and you put guards outside it, you won't let anybody in. It's sealed. If you if you go into your own home, it's called trespassing. Because Lagos belongs to them. If you have a property in Lagos, may the good Lord have mercy on your soul. Because very soon you will lose it. You are going to lose it. Go ahead.
I'm not I cannot have a property in outside Igbo land because I'm not a fool like those people. You know, most of our politicians are fools. Like somebody like Ojo Zakal, he's a fool. That young man is a fool because is that why he, you know, makes up his state to use the state money, go to Lagos and Gamba and bought a house? The situation of Abia State is the worst state in Nigeria, as I'm talking to you right now. Because I do call home every day. They told me about a lot of things going on over there, which is very, very bad. Last time, I heard about notorious kidnapping that was happening in Nigeria. It's from Abia State.
No. It's terrible. It is terrible.
So,
yes.
Last time, now, I called my people. They told me, no road construction, nothing, no light. What is going on? That is the situation that state is right now, as I'm talking to you, is that young man that put it in that mess. The little road that the people can walk in that Abia State is the road that Mbakwe built when Abia State was in Imo State. So, my brother, for him using his state money, go to Lagos and buy a house, now he's having a problem with President Governor of Lagos State. My brother, if they want to seize the house or they want to burn it or they want to do anything or pull it down, let them do. I would be very, very happy for that. All of them are...
Yes, go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
So, because all of them, as all of them as they are in that seat, from the federal to the state to the local government, every year they are fools. They don't know anything.
Of course.
All they could do when they enter that seat, they will take the money and go outside and invest.
That's all they do.
Very, very bad.
Take money from Abia State and go to Lagos and buy a house. If you tell people who don't know, they will then tell you that this man is very wealthy. He was rich before. Peter Obi did the same thing. Took the money of our people in Anambra to go and build a shopping mall in Abuja. That is why he wants one Nigeria. Not because he wants to improve your own life as a Biafran, but because he wants to protect his investment in this zoological republic. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Namdi. Good afternoon from Canada. This is Maureen.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm from Canada. Yeah. I just want to make a little contribution on what Olusegun Obasanjo was vomiting from his mouth. It's so heart-saddening that these people, they know what problem Nigeria is in, yet they never and will never make any attempt to resolve whatever problem we have in Nigeria. Obasanjo knew very well, being the first president that Nigeria had after the Civil War. Now, Obasanjo never made any attempt to fix any problem. Rather, he compounded it. Obasanjo knew that Nigeria has never produced any president. He went for the second missionary journey in being to run for another president, and he was there for 8 years and wanted to make himself life president because he never wanted to leave. Obasanjo knew very well that there is nothing that all the leaders we had in Nigeria, none of them has made sacrifice to put their country in a good shape. Yet he wanted to be the last president because what he has said, he didn't exclude himself. He himself has never made any good thing. There is nothing good to remember that man for, whether alive or dead. And I believe that history shall tell. On the side of Ojuz Okano, what Ojuz
no,
Okano
no,
is...
No, not Kano, Carlo. My own is Kano, N-U. Sorry. His own is L-U. Please, so people don't confuse us and say he gave me money. So we must differentiate. Because if you call him Kano, some people who are not very, very sensible might say he gave Radio Biafra money. That is why we are here, to refute everything everyone has to say. Please go ahead.
Yes, Ojuz Okalu, what he is facing now is exactly what is debarring our people from identifying with this struggle. Because they have properties in Lagos. They have properties in the north. If Biafra should escape from Nigeria, they will lose their properties. That's why they want to remain in Nigeria, because of the little or whatever property they have, their houses and their investments. Ojuzo, we wanted to take the case of this deportation of the Igbos. But now he has had a little threat from the Lagos state governor. He will never proceed with that case anymore. He will never make mention of anything that will benefit his people anymore.
He is finished.
He's gone.
That is what happened.
This is why our people do not want to identify. This is what they're seeing is what they have right now. They are not thinking about the future of the generations to come. They're not thinking about the future of their children. What they are seeing is those mud houses they built that will collapse any day. Because when Lagos state government, if they really rise up and say, now we want to take the law by our hands, all these things will be gone. And I wonder where these people, where they will go, what they will claim to be their country.
Yes.
I think this is an eye-opener to our people. It is an eye-opener for those who want to learn, who want to be wise. I rest my case. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. People are calling Radio Biafra. We are taking calls. There was somebody that made a statement. Please, we want that person to call. We are pleading with you to call Radio Biafra to clarify a very minor issue for us, please. or else in keeping with the way we do things, we will go and ask for an original print, an original certified print from the telephone company, so that we will see that this very coward did not call before they will say they called. The line is here ready for them anytime they want to call. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, go ahead. Good evening.
I'm calling from Germany. I'm Mr. Omuzrike.
Omuzrike from Germany. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Stuttgart. Yeah. As I told you last time, today is my seventh day of coming to recognition of this Biafra radio. Yes. I've listened to many people, what they are saying. I just want to tell the Igbos one thing.
Can you turn your system down or you turn it off, please? It's interfering. Turn it off or down. It's interfering, please. If you
I just want to tell the Igbos something.
Go ahead.
It's not talking can never bring anything. Let them do something. You know, last week Thursday, that is my first time. I just lie down and don't know what brought me to my computer. I start searching something about Biafra before I come to cognition of this station. So I listened to you. I was so impressed to talk with you. Then the next day, I did something. Even if it is not too much, let other people, I challenge other Biafra who is listening, stop calling, do something for this progress. Since that time, I'm calling from Stuttgart. The other time, one guy come from Berlin. It was on Friday last week, and saying that they have branches everywhere in Stuttgart, in Germany, that everybody should go to social prison. I don't know what he's saying, because here in Stuttgart, I'm Stuttgart, where we are here about, there is almost 7,000 the Biafrans that is living here. It's only me that is somebody who are telling these people that is something that is existence, something like this. All of them are doubting. Today, I wrote a letter. If you have facts, you can give me your fax number now. We'll fax you what I wrote today to Igbo Congress here today.
What did you tell them in your letter?
Yeah, I told them that they should come up. There is something that is going on. We want to make sure that we'll buy this transmitter. I described many things for them that is happening in Nigeria, which is happening. So some of them, their chairman told me that we are going to meet tomorrow. If you like, I can fax you the letter now. So I challenge the other Igbos, the people who is calling, stop calling. You have to go and do something. And if you check the money that come last week, I make some small payment. It's not much. But if other people, since I'm listening to this, since it's 1 week now, let other people go and do something. We should stop talking. Nigeria, we need to go. So I'm annoyed every time I say everybody is talking, saying this, quoting Bible, this and that. God can never help you if you don't help yourself.
Please tell them. They say
God can never help you. Stop calling. You know why I like you? You are somebody, you are straightforward. I told myself the money I give is not much. It's very small. Go and check it. Somebody pay from Stuttgart. Finish that.
We got it. We had a lot of a few people pay from Germany. Yes.
It's me. After one, I called somebody today. His name is Frederick and Nalit. One man gave his number yesterday. I called him. I told him, let us meet. I'm ready to do more.
Yes.
I'm ready to do more. So let these people that is calling, that is my annoyed, let them do something. We can't carry everybody along. The few who come to acknowledge this movement should do something. We can buy that transformer, that transmitter. It's not much.
No, it's not. And the transmitter is our opening. People must understand it. Without Radio Biafra, people cannot be connecting with one another. People ring Radio Biafra and say, oh, can I have the number of that person? I heard somebody is from here. Give me the number. Without this meeting place, without this radio station, such contacts will be impossible. You cannot mobilize for a revolution by calling everybody on the phone or sending text messages. You need to articulate an ideology based on a very solid philosophy. You sell that idea to people, they buy it. That's how you get a revolution. I have said it before and I will say it again. I don't want a negotiated Biafra. I don't want Biafra to come drinking tea. I want us to fight for Biafra and we'll get it and we'll cherish it forever.
I'm challenging all the whole people who is calling, who is making this call. This is today, it's my 1 week, I think 1 weekend. But I challenge them, let them go and do something, even if it is 1 naira, 1 cent. But not just calling, stop calling, asking, where is the bank? Which bank can I go and pay? I want to go. Stop this rubbish. Movement is in creation. Without movement, the creation will collapse. Do something. Even if Mr. Nnamdi eat this money, it's not up to what you used to go to club and drag other white women with other boys.
I know. Let us ask Amarachi if she will let me eat Biafran money. Amarachi is here. Amarachi, please, can you answer them? Will you let me eat Biafran money?
Nnamdi, no, it's not possible.
Is that possible?
It's not possible when I'm here.
Yes. It's not possible when I'm here. Maybe if I die tomorrow or next.
Exactly.
Then it will be possible.
I want to add a little bit something. Thank you and your co-members there. What you are doing is very, very nice. But also, I'm really pleading to the Biafra people. I'm not pleading to them. If you like, do. If you don't like, leave it. But stop calling and talking rubbish. You want to go and pay money. You don't want to go and do this thing.
Thank you very
much. But you don't have to go and pay. They don't have to go to Union Bank or Western money to pay money to their parents. It is like that. You can still give it here too. So I'm ready. Anything you want me to do. Onus Ricky is my name. Yes. Amandi. Anything you want me to do to support this program, I'm ready to come to that place. Anything you want me to do, I will do it. I'm Biafran.
Thank you very much. And we accept that. Thank you very, very much. I'm going to place the onus on the editorial. See, people talk about Radio Biafra. You know, Amarachi, the way they talk about it, I'll go to doctor in a minute, and Uche will also come in. They talk about it as if I own Radio Biafra. If you give them the Nnamdi is looking for money. So, because we have an editorial board, please don't accuse only me. Also accuse Amarachi, who is here. Accuse Uche Mefong. Accuse Dr. Egemba, accuse a barrister for that matter, Barrister Mamezu, and let me tell you something. If Barrister Mamezu or Barrister Emeka Adolf Emeka Esiri is involved in anything that is shady, they will strip their license from them. That is England for you. That is why Ben Onwuka is not and can never be a lawyer in England. If you do anything shady, you're finished. Do you think those people will associate with Radio Biafra if there's anything wrong with it? Do you think Dr. Chukwuma Egemba will let me eat Biafran money? Which mouth will I even use to eat the money? One day, as I said to them, some of you will beg me to pay me back what I have invested. You will beg the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra. One day you will ask, the same way Wazirike opened his mouth and said, how did you build this type of radio station? We have it on tape. His own words. How did you do this? Where did you get the money from? The same way someday you beg us and say, how did you make this thing happen? I love it when people come back to apologize. I love it so much. I love it so much. And you shall do so one after the other. Please, Amarachi, somebody sent us his own widow's mite from Greece, of all places. Greece.
Wow.
Greece is in the middle of the, they can't call it even depression. It's worse than depression. Greece is in a very bad state. But yet somebody, I couldn't believe it. He said, I am doing what I can. He did not start calling me, oh, please do this. Where can I find this? I've lost my way. Which taxi do I take to go to the bank? How can I find Okada to take me to the place? No. He called and said, I wanted a name and I gave him a name. I couldn't believe it. I said, you, even in Greece that is suffering from the, in fact, the state has collapsed. It's gone bank in the state, not even the people, almost 4 times. Yet somebody is there. When we remember such people, that such people, even in the midst of scarcity, they remember that there is Biafra. It makes my heart bleed. And for such people, we will walk morning, afternoon, and night, and we'll get Biafra. Okay, Meha Kafim, please.
My heart actually goes to that man that sacrificed, because it's not sufficient to give out of your abundance. It's more fulfilling to give out of your, you know, out of what you don't have, actually. Just like the widow that gave his last dime. And I must say a very big thank you to that man, whosoever you are. Thank you very much for that heart of giving. It's not everybody that has such a heart. And I so much agree with the last caller. I was almost I was almost about to call him Biafran evangelist before he dropped, because that is what evangelists do. They want you to just act. They don't want you to keep talking. If you are talking about righteousness, it's better start living righteously. So if you believe in Biafra, you just should be able to start acting, do something. Stand and be counted. Don't wait for others to do things and you're just like, just like women. And you talk and do. Now even the women don't talk anymore. Biafra women don't talk.
Biafran women do not gossip. Yes. It's the men that gossip, not the women.
Yes.
You know, not Biafran men. Igbo men gossip. Biafran and also Igbo women do not gossip. I know that for sure.
Please, yeah, I agree with him, Nan. But generally, you know, with the exception of Biafran women, women are known to talk and do nothing.
That's correct.
But Biafran women do not talk. They act. And then whatever they do is what will reveal to you what they are made of. So we expect that every true Biafran should stand up and be counted and do something. Don't just stop blocking the way for others to contribute or say something. Every minute you're calling, you're on the line and you just waste time, talk from January to December, and you don't contribute anything to the race. If we continue to talk, Biafra will never come. There are a lot to be done with money.
A lot. People are saying that let us break this thing down. Maybe Uche can help. We cannot do anything. People say, oh, don't announce it on the air, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. I'm speaking in the singular, but I mean the whole movement, the editorial board and all of the consultative council members all over the world. If we don't do it, they say, oh, we are trying to, who knows what they're going to do. But we're going to buy a transmitter. Huh? Can you spell transmitter for them? TRANSMITTER. That is the name. Transmitter. The thing that carries radio signal to radio, to transistor radios. Let me take this call before you come in, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can we have your name and where you are, please? Your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening. My name is Enyechi Ejiawo.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London.
Yes, please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you. I would like to make a comment about Chief Olusegun Obasanjo. You know what he said today, that Nigeria has never had a good leadership. Basically, this is the same Obasanjo who ruled Nigeria from 1999 to 2007. You know, it was under his leadership that we lost our, you know, governance of Bakassi Peninsula. Obasanjo was the guy that, instead of representing us, you know, properly at Hague in the International Criminal Court, he did not. You know, he was a coward, basically. He wasn't, you know, the kind of leader that would, you know, stamp his foot and demand, you know, what he wants. So, for him to actually come back and say that we never had a good leadership, you know, I think he should be referring to himself, that he wasn't a good leader in the first place. He didn't do what he's supposed to do. He let the country down. You know, he let the whole, he came and stole all the money that he did. And, you know, simple things that he could do, you know, especially to our people in the Southeast as well, by making sure that we maintained, you know, authority over Bakassi Peninsula, by making sure that we still, you know, because those people, even the indigenous in that area, you know, they believe they are Nigerians. They speak English. You know, they see themselves as Nigerians. And then Obasanjo came and let them down. And I think he's a real coward. And for him to come down and also, you know, say it himself, you know, just basically says it all, that he is a coward and he was never a good leader for Nigeria.
Obasanjo is not only a coward, all of them are. I keep saying all the time, I don't know why Africans find it difficult to base their reasoning on evidence.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Can somebody tell me the word evidence in Igbo language or in Ibibi or in Efik language or in Ejo? So people understand. You cannot come and say something without evidence. That is how you determine guilt and innocence. People claim they educated, they write nonsense on Facebook. Show me the evidence. Now look at what you're saying, my dear brother. The evidence I have against Yoruba people is this. Yoruba race, Show me the people you have conquered, an army you have fought and defeated that army. Yeah. It's very simple. I don't believe in you said this and they said that. They said this and you said that. Show me the army. When Obasanjo led his battalion to come and accept the surrender or whatever it was, or Umuahia fell under him or that type of nonsense, we were fighting not Yoruba people or Hausa people. We are fighting USA, Britain, Russia, in fact, the entire world. The Third World War. That's what Biafra was. The Third World War. Not Yoruba people. If Yoruba people are strong, if Hausa people are strong, let them go and tell the world, don't help us, let's go and fight. And see who will win. As our brother Okoroji told us from Canada, he said in a one-to-one combat, no Hausa soldier went free. They killed all of them. They killed all of them. When there were no guns anymore, they killed all of them. If Yorubas are that strong, you see, it's our people who don't know how strong we are. What I'm begging our people to do is this. I forgive them, in fact, I forgive them. From today, I forgive Igbo people. Leave Lagos and go back home. Lagos will crumble. Leave the houses, we will build more beautiful houses for free and give to people. We have the technology to build houses for free for people. We have the technology to give people light. 24 hours a day for free, only if they can abandon this stupid contraption called Nigeria and go come back to where we come from. We are not saying if you come back, we'll declare Biafra tomorrow and we'll start. No. Leave where you are and come back home. Nigeria will crumble on its own. Then they will know how powerful you are.
Please, they have started already.
Have they?
They have started already. You know, we can see what is going in Gowon sometime. I think this is God telling us that he is actually on our side and he's coming back to avenge, you know, on our behalf. You know, because this guy, you know, I don't actually understand why he's still alive to this day. This is a guy that killed 3.5 million of Igbo people, Biafrans. You know, for the fact that he's still breathing, for the fact, I think God is just keeping him alive so that when we actually get ready and we come for him, then he will be there for us to deal with him. That's what I believe. That's how I see it.
Yes. If we want to take him to court, they will say you're contributing money for Barrister Mamesi to eat. You know, some of our people only one day and there was someone. Yes, which please.
Yes, I want to
thank you
for coming to the other news items going round. I want to talk about the issue of the media. The problem with our people is that they don't understand the importance of media. Be it print or electronic, or I mean mass media in general. The problem with our people is that when they see people who are genuinely doing something, they think that because somebody has disappointed them in the past, that is the way that person is. But where we are today is as a result of lack of media. The western part of Nigeria, the Yorubas control the media. They write our stories for us. That is also why the Biafran struggle has suffered a devastating blow in terms of not moving forward. Radio Biafra has experimented from 2009. We know the impact we made. We now came back in 2012 up until now. And we are determined to take this campaign to its logical conclusion. Anybody doubting the resolve of Radio Biafra is mistaken, because we started somewhere. We did not start with money per se. We started from the scratch. So we are talking about transmitter, a transmitter now that can reach the whole sub-Saharan Africa, including Nigeria, in letting people know about what is happening to our people in different parts of the contraption called Nigeria.
To save lives.
Without Radio Biafra, all these people wouldn't have woken up, because we are exposing everything that is happening in Nigeria. The news, NTA, AIT cannot report. Radio Biafra reported it. We ignited this campaign among the people on the internet, even outside the internet. The consciousness is on and it's not going to die down. We introduce a style of broadcasting that has never been there before. And forever, we remain on the forefront, on the front burner, to continue to tell the world about the sufferings, the plight of the Biafran people in Nigeria. Now, there are a lot of doubters, a lot of cynics who want Radio Biafra to fall. They have tried all sorts of things they have to make Radio Biafra to go off air or to stop broadcasting, but they have failed. And now they are going round again to tell people not to contribute to the media campaign financially and otherwise.
Because they're hiding something.
Yes, because they're hiding something. Radio Biafra is just like the director said, Radio Biafra is not hiding anything. We debate everything. Everything is in the open. That is why people are afraid. We stand on justice. We stand on truth. We stand to proclaim the truth about Biafra. There is no going back on that. If you like, go and read our mission statement. Irrespective of your standing in the society, if you fall within the category of Radio Biafra mission statement, we are not going to spare you. Be you Nigerian president, be you governors or whoever you are. And we have been doing that consistently and without relenting. So anybody who wants to donate to the media campaign should donate. We're not begging anybody, to be honest. This begging should stop. The impression that Radio Biafra is begging people to contribute because we want to eat or we want to do one thing or the other is erroneous one. And somebody is on the line.
No. The person dropped because we don't want any number to call from the zoo. And they will say they called, we didn't pick their call. So I am very, very vigilant. Any call that comes in, we will stop talking and take it. As long as it is 2, 3, 4, we will take it. If it's private, we will take it. Any number at all, we will take it and stop calling. Please continue.
Okay. Radio Biafra, if you don't know, is built on the premise that millions of Biafrans were massacred during the war. And we were disappointed that all the experimentation with Biafra has not gone to anywhere. And we want to bring a change. That change is what we are on now. We have made monumental sacrifice. We don't need to tell you everything. But it is there on record that Radio Biafra editorial board members have made monumental sacrifice towards instituting this edifice. This Radio Biafra is as a result of painstaking effort of Radio Biafra editorial board members. And when we started it, we did not call for any assistance. Why we want this to continue as it is, and why we want everybody to be on board, is because Radio Biafra belongs to everybody. Nothing prevents Radio Biafra editorial board members from going to bank and getting a loan. But when we get that money from the bank, it becomes property of Radio Biafra editorial board.
They will say we're turning Biafra into our property.
That is it.
So you can never win.
Exactly.
If you do nothing, they kill your people. You do something, you want to make money. I can't understand it. It reminds me, I'm going to go to Dr. Gemba in a minute, please, Richard, when you finish. There is something I want to ask Dr. Gemba if he remembers what they told a famous Igbo politician when he came to London. Please continue.
Yes, so we want everybody to be part of this initiative because Biafra belongs to everybody. You need to answer your name. You need to leave a mark on Biafra restoration effort so that you will have a voice. You will have everything it takes. You will have your stake in Biafra. Biafra does not belong to Radio Biafra editorial board members. It belongs to everybody. And for you to have confidence to demand anything from Radio Biafra, you have to make your own sacrifice, no matter how little it is. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. We are going to Dr. Gemba, please. Dr. Gemba, I don't know if you recall one trip that we made one fateful day to North London. With the place we went to be precise, is after Finchley. It has escaped me. Not too far from Audius or Carlos' house, if you can remember, here in London. We went to go and see Chubu Okadigbo. Can you remember that trip?
Yes, I remember. Yes.
Yes, Chubu Okadigbo. We went to see him. It's not Muswell Hill. I've forgotten that name of the... But it's not too far from Finchley. Yourself
it is in Bishopgate.
in Bishopsgate. That is correct. We went there. Yourself was there. Andy Emelife was there.
Ifanirebu
was there. What's his other name? Ike Tukwu Ofoje.
Obinna
Egeku was there. Ike Tukwu Ofoje was there. This other boy who is a solicitor now was Chimwoba. Is it Chimwoba? Whatever his surname is.
Yes, Phil.
Philip Chimwoba from Aguleri was there.
Aguleri, correct. Yes. Yeah, correct.
The thing about Radio Biafra is that when we tell you about a momentous event, we tell you who was there. So you go and ask them. Doctor, if you recall very well, that day Chimwoba Akadibo went to see the British government. He went to see Jack Straw. I don't know if you can recall what Jack Straw said when he came into the room. The former, the Right Honorable Jack Straw MP. The Foreign and Commonwealth Secretary. Do you know what he said to Chimwoba Akadibo? Can you remember?
If I'm getting it wrong, of course, you correct me, because, you know, this is with old age and all these things. He told him, he asked him, if you are now prepared to share.
God bless you. So you're not that old after all. Your memory is still working intact.
He is asking, are you prepared now to share? But I don't want you to break this further. Or you, whatever comment you can, you have it. But in as much as, okay, you can make comments, but I want, if I say be guided, that doesn't mean that you should do say what is not. This is but say
what
you want
mean.
To say, but be guided.
I know what you mean. Yes, we are not going to give away a lot because we know so much at Radio Biafra. So much. If you name the Igbo leader, we will tell you who he is. Just name the person. There is none of them we have not served. Baraha boy. Not for what we can get, but in service to our country. We served in Abga. They told us, Ojukwu came here and told us personally, that Abga is the political version of Biafra. Once we get all the five states, then we merge our assemblies, we speak with one voice and we go on. We didn't know we were voting in vultures. Chimwoba Akadibo was told by Jack Straw MP, why are you now ready to share? He meant the oil. As children, anybody with a child in England knows, in fact, in all of Britain, the first day that your child goes to a nursery school, you know, little children, when the child is playing with a toy and other children will come to borrow that toy from your child, the first thing your child is taught in nursery school is to give that toy to that person that came to him or her to ask for it. They teach their children to share. That is why they have charity. That is why when white people see starving African children, they donate money. They know that the money they are giving to Africans is being used to embellish Swiss bank accounts. But it doesn't stop them from still contributing money through charity. Okreka that you go and buy at Aswani Market. These are charity gifts to charity, to give to people in Africa without clothing. Despite the fact that they give you their old clothes, you go and sell it at Aswani instead of giving it to poor people, they still contribute even more in the hope that at least one will get to the people concerned. But our people don't understand what that thing means. We don't have a giving spirit. That was why we lost the war. We left Ojukwu only to finance the war. Those that money were contributed and given to some of them ran away, ate the money. Those that can give, some of them did not give anything. Instead of them to go and march down and burn down government houses in the West, they kept quiet. They said, I'm studying. They saw the death of their own people as an opportunity to make money. Chimwoba Akadibo was told by Jack Straw, are you now ready to share? Even white people, even British government know that Igbo people find it difficult to share. You are in America, you are in Canada, you are in Europe, you are living it large. Instead of you to buy a transmitter to save your people dying, you go and give money to Yoruba pastor on Sunday. Tithe and donation and offering. But your people are dying. And then when we write letter of Biafra to to this government, they know us more than we know ourselves. There is nothing about Ohanaeze they cannot tell you. Ask Amarachi. Amarachi will tell you. She's been interviewed. They know about our villages more than we do. And they know our character. Of course, they respect us that we're very resilient, we're hardworking. But they know that cooperation is very, very difficult. Because the people that ran to the houses were the ones that were rewarded. They didn't come back to lead us. And I will maintain all the time, the Igbo leaders, you can count them in your fingers. Not many. The last of them that died was Sam Mbakwe. That was the last leader that died. That served their people. That did everything to make sure that they improved the lives of their people. Professor Ninjoko, Michael Opara, you want us to mention all of them? Go and read. Here at Radio Biafra, we are learned. When we say we are educated, we mean it in every sense of the word, educated. Not half-baked. You go to school for 1 month, you go on strike for 2 years. Please, doctor, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you for that length of time. Please go ahead. What would you like to say? Doctor, do I have you with me? I don't think I... Do I have Dr. Egemba with me? No, I don't think I do. Do I? No, we have not got Dr. Egemba with us, please. We don't have Dr. Egemba. I don't know. I imagine, do you want to give us a secret of what you discussed? Or is this secret? Is it top secret?
There is no top secret at all. I think it's something everybody is aware of, what is happening in Nigeria, and what the plight of Biafrans in Nigeria. The young man, I was really surprised when he was mentioning names and all the things that are happening in Nigeria. He said that he's worked with on Nigeria. And I was like, okay, if you've worked on Nigeria, the question I asked was, if you worked with Nigeria, what did you really do? And how has it helped Nigeria? And he said, no, that he worked on Nigeria. Okay, if you've worked on Nigeria as well, how did it benefit Nigeria? Because my interest actually was to know how what he came for is going to benefit Biafrans, because I'm just here to fight for what will benefit Biafrans and not just to give away information for giving away sake. But I realized that he was just doing his studies and, but hopefully something will come out of it. Eventually it might not be directly from him. It might be from other, sources. Like I told him, if you are aware of any organization that can help us to move forward, we are ready, we are willing, I'm sure he has seen that we are very trustworthy people, and we're different from a lot of other group that he was asking for about. So the whole thing is that he just wanted to know how united we are on this course. Are we still, disintegrated? Are we more, together now? And the strategy and the plans we have to move this struggle forward. And the one thing I made him realize is that this day and age, we understand that we are not really, we are not aspiring to actualize Biafra. That Biafra is in the process of being restored, as one of our members, made us to understand. So that, I'm sure that is one thing new that he got from me. And, he's quite, and another thing he asked me was to know how the world, if the world are aware of what is happening. And in my own opinion, I just thought that I think they are aware of it. They are aware of what is happening. I cannot say they are not aware of it. They won't tell me that the news of how Biafrans have been killed and massacred and just their blood spilled all over the place in the north is not being aired. I don't believe that. They are all aware of it. It's just that they're keeping quiet. And it's quite saddening to know that. And I actually made him to understand that it's also quite difficult for us to accept the fact that the so-called British people that brought good news to us are not backing us. Are not backing us.
Amati, can you blame them? They will say people who can't buy a transmitter. How can we
This is before the transmitter thing. It's really saddening to know. Yes, we are, and just like you stated, I told him that the problem we are having is that lack of giving spirit. If we have the spirit to give, we wouldn't be where we are today. And sometimes as individuals, you might have that heart to give, but someone around you, one of your family members, your relative, or even, you know, that someone close to you will remind you of the responsibilities ahead. And you know how it is in where we come from. When one person is trained, that person is expected to train 10 people. So if in case you've forgotten, people around you will remind you of your responsibilities. But then, does it mean that these people that are willing to give do not have responsibility? It's just about setting your priorities right. And if you actually love your people and you have a passion for Biafra to be restored, then you should be able to give something. Nobody asks you to give all your fortune. Just a bit of it will help, and that will, move the whatever we are doing at this course, forward.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are an endangered people. Uche, I want to know, at what point does shame, how do you pray for shame? Can you pray to God to give us a spirit so that we can feel shame when we are being humiliated? Because right now it seems to me we can't feel, you don't feel any shame. You are going every day and they are killing you, taking your money from you in the churches, and they are holy people. They are okay. But when you ask our people to do something to save themselves, our people find it difficult. Can we start praying for the spirit of shame to go into our people so that everybody will be able to see the shame for him or herself and then begin to look for solutions?
Of course, we are already shameless, and the way God has, God has been calling us, we pray a lot, but we don't put our prayers and faith into action. And so God himself is, from my own perspective, very, very angry with us. He has allowed even non-entities to begin to deal with us. Even four Hausa Fulanis with AK-47 sacked a community in Imo State. We are being deported in Lagos State. We are being humiliated with all our money in Lagos State, including the high and mighty. We are being massacred, slaughtered like animals on the streets of northern Nigeria, and nobody is talking. And they are going to come down eastward. They're going to come down to Igbo land and begin to handpick us. Do you think that all these things are just happening for the sake of it? God has allowed our oppressors to deal with us, to mess us up, to humiliate us, so that shame will return to us.
You are talking about shame, Uche. Don't even go further. Add this to what you have to say. A policeman has just killed somebody in Aba. It's breaking news. Stray bullet. A Hausa person have just shot dead one of us because there is no transmitter. We don't have any shame. He's dead. Police stray bullet kills man in Aba. That is breaking news. So that our people may understand what we are fighting against.
Yes, of course. These are some of the things why we need the media. The media that will be reporting it as it is, not shelving it, not when so many people are killed, they will just say one person is killed. Just like what is happening in northern part of Nigeria, just like what is happening to our people that Boko Haram killed or massacred. They will tell you that nobody was killed. They will also look for disgruntled elements, unscrupulous elements from in our midst, and pay them. Because they are vying for political office, and they will go up and speak and say that nothing is happening, in the mode of Richard Sokolocha and Chris Ngige, Dr. Chris Ngige. So, but this is what we need. We need to make a difference. That Radio Biafra on air, with Radio Biafra on air, no workers of iniquity will be allowed to go scot-free. We are going to expose everybody, all the people that are selling and selling Igbos or betraying Igbo interests. We are going to expose them, and we're already doing it. So going to the research, the world is taking notice about what is happening about Biafra. It is because of Radio Biafra that some researchers are now coming to us to know more about Biafra, and the world is taking notice as well. And that is part of the ongoing research tour of some PhD students from Germany to Radio Biafra to find out on a fact-finding mission on what Biafra is doing, on what this, on at what stage the restoration of Biafra is at the moment. They want to know where and where have we gone, what have we used, what drives us. Because the world fought against Biafra, and after that they gave Nigerian government weapon to silence us. And they have actually silenced us. We don't even have our cultures again. We are now wearing Ashebi. We are wearing Baba Riga everywhere. Some Igbos have said they are Igbos of northern Nigeria. Some Igbos have said there is nothing like Igbo land. We are Nigerians. But the same Nigerian citizens in north, in Yoruba land, in southwest, are deporting you. They told you to go back home. People, Igbo people, have stood up in Lagos and said they are Lagosians. But we are being told today that we are not Lagosians. Lagos, it belongs to somebody. Lagos belongs to somebody. Lagos belongs to the Yoruba people. Lagos is not a no man's land. And our people are roaming like animals. We think like animals, and so they are giving us animal treatment.
That's what it is. I agree completely with you. That is what it is. If you behave like, if you make yourself ice cream, children attending Children's Day will buy you and lick you. That's what it is. If you insult yourself, others will help you insult you even more because you have no shame. This is, please, Dr. Egemba, are you with us now?
I have always been, yes.
Okay, please stay where you are because I want you to comment on this breaking news in Aba. I know you lived in Aba many years ago. A stray bullet has killed a young man Friday, Dimofo, in Aba. Three policemen from Eziama Police Station, Corporal Ebenezer Paul, Constables O2, James, and Henry Chukwumerije, had gone to number 18 Obiora Road to arrest some suspected Indian hemp smokers, weed smokers, ganja, whatever you call it. The young man, whose identity was not known, escaped as the policemen were dragging him towards their van. Now listen to how you arrest fleeing suspects in the Zoological Republic. In an attempt to arrest the fleeing suspect, Corporal Paul was said to have pulled his gun and fired towards the direction of the young man. This is arrest in Nigeria. And this is Radio Biafra. This is why they don't want us to speak. This is why they want to bring every stupid, hopeless accusation and allegation against us in the hope they can silence us. They don't know we confront our enemies head on. We don't take a detour or avoid and come back through the back. No, we meet you head on, crush you, defeat you, and go to where we're going to. In an attempt to arrest a fleeing suspect only in the zoo, Corporal Paul was said to have pulled his gun and fired towards the direction of the young man. But his shot, listen, police in Nigeria, but his shot left where the person was running to and hit Dimofo, who was relaxing with members of his Obi-Wan Social Club at number 18 Obiora Road. They were there drinking, having fun, young men, no doubt. Dimofo is from Agbaja Village in Isialamba, now council area of Imo State. He lives at number 6 Achara Street in Ngwa Road, area of the commercial city. Now, the news gets even more interesting. He was rushed to the hospital by members of the social club. The policeman, having hurriedly left the scene where he gave up the ghost. A resident of the area who declined to be named said the club members took the blood-soaked body of Dimofo to the hospital, but he died later as the hospital... Listen very carefully, please, our listeners. The hospital management was said to have insisted on getting police clearance before he could be attended to. He was shot by the police having fun. They said he needs police clearance to be treated. Meanwhile, the police people that murdered him had fled the scene. I don't know how this thing works. I'm doing the mathematics in my head. I don't know how it works. A policeman shot somebody dead. The policeman ran away. They took the body of the person to the hospital. Hospital said they want police clearance from the man that shot him that ran away. Oh, my God in heaven. Please, doctor, make sense of this because I can't.
Nadia, you're asking a difficult question. I don't even know what sense to make to make out of something that is senseless, useless, and unheard of. This young man, there is no harm person relaxing, chilling out with their friends and this and that. You see, that's the thing. There is nowhere that is safe. But this man is not in a danger zone. He is not on the road. He is not flying. He is not engaged in any fight. He is just sitting. Which means, in Nigeria, death can visit you anytime, anywhere, regardless. And this man probably could have survived if the medical ethics. You see, I am not in the medical profession. Many people will think that I am doctor. I am academic. I am not a medical doctor. I'm not in the medical field. Now, my understanding, I challenge our medical professionals listening. There is a lot of them, plus our doctor who live in London and work in Wales and others. The ethics of medical profession is that you must, first of all, you must attend to a dying patient. If you don't, and you are a medical doctor, you are present when someone that needs urgent medical attention did not receive it, and you are present, you may lose your license. I don't know whether there are licenses to practice in Nigeria anyway. Talk less of a medical establishment, a hospital. Just like you are running, and you went to someone who was pursuing you, you run into a vicarage, a personage, or bishop gate, whatever they call it, and the bishop or the vicar or the pastor push you out, and someone kills you. This is exactly what happened. So, in other words, this hospital should be held responsible for the death of this young man. People may say, oh, well, they didn't shoot him. But why didn't they administer medical treatment then face the consequences? Now, who are they going to be answerable to? Are they going to answer for the death of this young man, or are they going to answer to the police that we need police clearance before you can attend to someone that is dying? Is it the ethics of medical profession? I don't know. Obviously, it is only in that year setup that this type of thing can happen. And
it's not yours anymore.
God
it's
help us. I don't think that this type of thing can happen in any other country where humans are in charge of the day-to-day affairs of that country. When we say this is what the country is, now you can see this is the justification. This is the reason why we say that this is not a normal human being. It needs to disappear from the face of the earth. And until it does, this is the type of calamity that will continue to befall innocent people.
What I don't understand is that this particular story reminds me of what is happening to Radio Biafra and the Biafran struggle. If you look at the analogy very well, it is about when we have said this before, maybe because we speak too much grammar sometimes, I don't quite understand. Maybe people don't quite follow what we are saying sometimes, I believe. When you lack confidence in something, that thing is destroyed. This world is full of confidence. If you don't have confidence, you can't go to school. Without confidence, you cannot even approach a wife to marry, or she can't come to you either. Without confidence, you cannot stand up to even make a speech. Without confidence, you cannot even leave your house. Without confidence, you can't even attend an interview to get a job. Without confidence, you can't even answer a phone at work. Confidence is key in everything we do. I have said this before. The reason why they don't need Nigerian fraudsters to ruin the confidence in the postal system is because they know that people rely on it. If you undermine one sector of the economy or one sector of the social life, it affects and corrodes every other part. The reason why this hospital did not treat this young man is because the whole place is full of lies. They did not believe that the members that brought this young person were just drinking. Please help us treat our brother, our friend. He's dying. The police people that shot him, they fled. The hospital said no, fearing that they are lying, saying we won't treat him until you get police clearance. Police people are the ones shooting people. They are the ones telling hospitals, do not treat people when they are injured. Wouldn't that be the best place to arrest somebody who is receiving treatment? Why don't they say to them, treat somebody but alert us so we can come and arrest even if he's a criminal? That is why we want Biafra. That is why we attack cynicism wherever we see it. That is why we hate fraud. That is why we hate anybody trying to do anything to undermine Biafra. People say, oh, you attack Owasrike and myself all the time. No, for what they have done to the confidence we have reposed in Biafra. That's all. He can come be a criminal all he likes. That's his business. Don't use Biafra. End of story. Now this man is dead. Because the system does not have confidence in the stories being told by ordinary members of the public. That is what happens when you lack trust. When you lack hope, when you lack belief in your own people. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of our program for today. A lot of people are calling. Let us acknowledge Dr. Zokwe, then we'll bring this program to an end. This is Radio Hello. Biafra. Yes, go ahead, please. We are listening.
Yeah, please. I want to make comments with regard to this the news that broke now about the person that was killed in Aba. I don't think, and I've never known, right from my medical school, that there is in Nigeria that there is any law that says that you shouldn't treat somebody who has gunshot injury. What I was taught in the medical school in Nigeria is that when somebody has a gunshot injury, if he comes, you have to treat him, but you have to report the case to the police so that the police will follow it up. That is what the law should be. So I think it is completely unethical for somebody who is dying with gunshot injury to come to the hospital and you did not even attend to him. In the first place, if they had attended to him and saved his life, let us say he's an armed robber or whatever, the police can come in and even interview him and get more information with regard to what has happened and so on and so forth. The whole country is just in a mess. That's just my take. You know, I don't blame Radio Biafra that calls Nigeria a zoo. But when you think about it, it's like a zoo is even better than that country. Because in a zoo, you can't leave a dying person to die like that. It's all rubbish. That's just my bush, and you know, I feel sad the way lives are wasted in that godforsaken country called Nigeria itself.
The Zoological Thank you very Republic. Much. Thank you for calling. Yes. Clarification to show that all manner of people listen to Radio Biafra. That was a medical doctor listening, telling you what medical ethic or ethics are, what should apply in this case. That is why we say to our people, Radio Biafra will save your life. Without Radio Biafra, you are nothing. Onyebo Otokebo, you are nobody. This radio station, your radio station that you can call night and day, this is where the whole world knows that you exist. Without Radio Biafra, there is no Biafra. Biafra on the pages of Vanguard, Sun newspaper, Guardian newspaper, Punch and Nation. Is that Biafra? It is not that we can't go to CNN. As we promised you, they will come to us. Everything we tell you comes to pass. They will be begging us. They will be the same way they looked for us. Why didn't they go to other people? Why did they come to Radio Biafra? Because they know we speak the truth. When white people want to find out about Biafra, they come to us. When they were doing the film about Chimamanda's film, Half of a Yellow Sun, we have the emails. Uche, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
The film people. They came to Radio Biafra to ask us for materials to shoot the film of Chimamanda. We have the emails. Because the white people listening know that this is where the truth resides about Biafra. Every other thing is a gimmick. If it is 8 million naira to run a radio station, don't you think Godjo Zokalu will float one? Don't you think they will all have their own private radio stations? As I will tell you what my grandmother used to say, if you think you can run a radio station, you start one. By the time you go bankrupt 6 times, then your eyes will clear. By the time you become homeless, then you will understand that Biafra is a spirit. If you're coming to serve Biafra, Biafra can, everything you have will be taken from you to test you to see how real you are. Only when you have survived it will the blessing of the Lord begin to come, not financial. Anything you put your mind to, that thing works. We are going to get Biafra before 2015, or we will all die there. It's a promise. Everybody will go down. All the everything, maybe everything will come down. Then they will know we are very serious. Then CNN will look for you. Al Jazeera will be begging you for interview. You tell them no. That is the survivors we are talking about here. This is Radio Biafra. We're closing. Please, we'll start from Yamanachi. Go ahead and say goodbye to our people. We normally stay 3 hours, but we have to do 2 hours today because our people are here. The editorial board of Radio Biafra. If you have anything, if you accuse Nnamdi Kanu of anything, Amarachi is also guilty. Uchemefo is guilty. Dr. Egemba is guilty. Even Tabu Masebu is guilty. Barrister Mamesu is guilty. Barrister Adolf Mekesiri is guilty. Chibudebuneze is guilty. Because here we sit in a round table, not in a rectangular table. I am only the first amongst equals because I present Radio Biafra to the world. I am the host and director of Radio. That is all I am. If I'm guilty, Amarachi is also guilty. So when you throw your useless, frivolous accusations about, you know you are dealing with people who are infinitely more intelligent than you are. People that love Biafra more than you can ever, ever, ever comprehend. People that will serve Biafra and get Biafra without seeking any political or contractual reward in the process. Because God asked us to do this, not you. If we begin to look at Biafran people, Igbo people especially, nobody will serve Biafra. Because as Jack Straw reminded us, we do not share what we have. That is why every leader you have is a criminal. Every leader you have is a criminal. They are asking me to tell the truth about... They are asking me to tell the truth about Wazuriki. Is that correct?
Yeah, before he opens up.
Before he opens up. We are waiting for him to open up. He said he will call Radio Biafra. We've waited. He didn't call Radio Biafra.
Now, before the guy saying it opens up.
Before he opens up, we want him to open up. Because we are whiter than white. The snow powder. Radio Biafra is whiter than snow. We confront you with evidence. Our brother is very kind. One of them wrote, is us now we ijiokuaka. That is evidence. You're holding on to something. May God bless you for giving us that. That goes to your people are listening. In Igbo language, evidence is ijiokuaka. You're holding on to true talk. That is why we are here. And that is why we are going to get Biafra. Not any Biafra. Not a Biafra like Nigeria. No. A Biafra where truth and honesty will be paramount. If you're not truthful, you won't even dream of being a politician. You can't hate a DHS, you won't even occur to you. Because you'll be stripped naked and thrown to the by the wayside. That is why Radio Biafra wants transparency of the highest order. If you are not worthy, you cannot serve Biafra. If I'm not worthy tomorrow, please, you throw me out of this place. Immediately, without even looking back. So whoever is replacing me will be able to learn from it. Amarachi, please.
Nnamdi, you never cease to be passionate, you know, about what we are doing here. And it's still that passion that keeps all of us here. Just like you rightly said, we are very, very pure and we're very trustworthy. And on that note, I would like to say very big thank you to all our listeners. We hope that you are not just a listener, but you are a doer of all that we are saying here. And continue to listen and continue to propagate the good news to as many that are yet to, you know, align themselves with what we are doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you very much. Uche, please.
Yeah, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, thank you for listening this evening. But I'll leave you with this, that Radio Biafra is incorruptible. If you know what we have done, come on air and tell us. But we'll continue to pursue you wherever you are. We stand on the truth. That is the weapon. The weapon we have against all workers of iniquity and all fraudsters and all those who betray Igbo interest and Biafra interest is truth, consistency, and honesty.
Yes.
Good night and God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And please, from Chidera, we are here. Say good night to our long, wonderful people all over the world. We are looking at you. It seems you've had a fresh haircut. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Wonderful people of Biafra, thank you for listening to the broadcast today. You had everything that was said. And also, I'll also encourage people to keep adding their friends on Facebook because it seems that the growth today is pretty slow. So they should keep adding their friends. The Biafra that we're going to get is not for lazy people. So we need to be very hardworking to prove that we can actually restore, not just to restore Biafra, but also maintain it up to the standard that we want it to be at. And on that note, I'm saying good night to you from here and rejoin us tomorrow, same time, 7 p.m. London time. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. We also have Dr. Egemba. Please, are you with us? Say good night to our people who have patiently listened to us for only 2 hours and some minutes today. Please, go ahead.
So wherever you are, if you are not doing enough, you ask yourself why. If you think you are not doing enough, you ask, what is it I am not doing? What else can I do? It could be that a small addition to a little bit addition to what you are doing now. It don't have to be material contribution only. It is not. Transmitter is the ultimate now. Wherever, whatever penny we can get from anywhere, we have stooped so low to go almost cap in hand begging for it. Whatever you think you can do, introducing your friends to Radio Biafra Facebook, telling people to log in and listen to Radio Biafra, discussing Radio Biafra, claiming Biafra. Most of the time, where are you from? I'm from Biafra. Where is it? Between Nigeria and Cameroon. You let them go and start listening. You don't know who you will convert. You never can tell. So be bold enough. Claim if you really want Biafra. It cannot be only in secret. It cannot be only be on the internet, only on Facebook, only in your bedroom, wherever you are listening or your smartphone. You never can tell who it will fall into. You never can tell the difference it will make. Whatever you do, keep on listening to Radio Biafra. Together, and only together, we will get Biafra. God bless you and keep you with wherever you are. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are bringing the program to a close. We are bringing it to a close. And thank all of you for listening. We thank all of you for listening. That this is Radio Biafra, wherever you have listened to us today from. That we are saying to you, thank you very much. God bless all of you. But more importantly, God bless Biafra.
Oh, my beard, the cool work, I see you.
Thank you.